Among the trees. I wanted to finish it, but I died to go on listening. I wanted to finish the makeshift forest of any old leaves, sheltering soldiers so beautiful to look at, they filled it with peace. But I died in the arms of the Brotherhood, in the arms of the past from which water was a bubble of laughter breaking in mouths filled with clay. A future as if dreams its dreams as if ghosts were radios in the trees. Delicious with fatigue. Where presence is only in the word, funereal in a double mirror. Something proffered in a vapor you've come for. The thought of coming between ink and blood, venereal. On a pallet laden with limbs and leaves. Leaves its mark, lush in a brief of dying, so beautiful in its carving, its craving in trickster mirror, where words fly through their wings. Over bodies, awaiting applause in miasma's eternal dominion, clearing the trees, bones, debris, in order to scrape the sky yet keep her reward, with eyes trained, petitioning for sound limbs, a soft cushion, perched to weep in frantic union, the Brotherhood cannot bear, the edifice of state, wilting in the lap, spilling secrets on the ground, between the graves of unfailing idealism. With arms or without arms, with a cause or a saving grace, so beautiful, their fragility, their tendresse. What cornflower, what word negotiates maps the living with smooth stones to suck upon? All you've dreamed of in the caress of a horny hand. Infinite emotions, the composition of the me of them among the trees, unmoving. We, the mossy floor of love, in forests where no one is vulgar, where nothing expresses us. Beyond death, nor in life can you see touch wee dust of white frost on human faggots. Say too, a card game under the stars, in panto. Death, the fucking cop-out, but we mean nothing by that that wants no meaning. Permitted as I am to complain my weakness with words. A radio is all the meaning you can talk back to. Its chatter and hum exits these entrances to ghostly sidelines of a long drawn-out procession in need of blood, in need of commitment, in need of youth that wants no meaning. Just an image, a symbol, a screwy something waving in the breeze. Over his covered body, but for his bloodied face, the boy's palms were cupped to receive him. He was playing at his family farm when the air struck. It was not thunder, but a state of terror. This is grace, but saves no one, no thing, only a will to power. Just an image in a radiant afterlife, sweet with desire that no one can fulfill. We pose our best to know we exist, to create a memory of ourselves. Condemned to the history we make, we dream with our feet on the ground, in a play of love and death in the lower case. But the poet was wrong. There is only I where everything begins. Love, a figment surging, knows there's not much else to say, says everything's already said, over and over again does one more yet unspoken phrase make a difference. Do vampire priests forgive me, for I am distracted by world of ovens and mummies. Come up like breakfast in a homeland I cannot remember, O absolute enemy, closing itself off in a mist of gas and dust, clamoring for stars. Babies with stupid names, dogs and cats amuck in parking lots of tears. This God talk, this sandbox where I lay dying among faces I cannot touch, where's no weight of anything real but what I can create in the me of them. Among the trees, a composition in moisture or even smoke, where I am a gesture inside you, scratching at some kind of recognition, reeking with radiance. In a pre-revolutionary dawn, in the humming wide open spaces, in vistas of insidious make-believe, all of it along with the ants at the burnt edge, invisible amidst the silt of words. What in the end is not vain? To dwell on beauty, yet incapable of defining the perverse, the obscene thing it is, teetering between life and death, between nostalgia and violence, rites of passage on legs without bodies, where in the congealing blood lies all thought, all revolt, all value.